This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This was one of those not terribly fun days to be running a company that Congress has taken an interest in. The Senate Finance Committee had a bunch of companies that manage prescription drug plans in the spotlight today. Pharmacy benefit managers, they're called, getting some heat over their role in the high cost of prescription drugs. That idea, drug prices and how high they are, is of a moment in Washington right now. There are bills being drafted to match drug prices here to drug prices charged overseas. And the White House is expected to finalize a new rule soon that would oblige television ads for prescription drugs to include list prices for those drugs, the idea being that transparency is ultimately going to lead to lower consumer costs. It's an idea not without controversy, but as Marketplace's Andy Eula reports, one big drug company is already on board, at least for one of its popular medications.
There's a new TV commercial for the blood thinner Xarelto. It's like other Xarelto ads except for one thing. At the end, there's a graphic with pricing information while you hear this.
To learn more about cost and how Janssen can help, visit Xarelto.com.
The graphic includes the drug's list price and what the company says most consumers actually pay out of pocket for Xarelto after insurance, rebates, and discounts. Scott White is the company chair for Janssen's North American pharmaceutical business, a subsidiary of Johnson & Johnson, the company that sells Xarelto. He says the company wanted to get in front of the new rules.
When this debate first started around the inclusion of price, we made a decision to conduct wide-span research into understanding what information is going to be most meaningful to patients and consumers.
What Johnson & Johnson thinks is most meaningful is what's clearly more prominent in the Xarelto ad, that most users will pay between $0 and $47 a month. Less noticeable, the list price of $448. Price is something Jill Burns of suburban Minneapolis really pays attention to. Her 19-year-old son has type 1 diabetes. Her family's on a high-deductible insurance plan, so for the first 3 months of each year, she has to pay full price for her son's insulin. $1,800 a month. She's in favor of any commercial that spells out list price.
If it says $10,000, people are going to freak out about that. It may stop companies from just charging whatever they can. I just feel like transparency and openness really never hurts anyone.
Peter Bach agrees. He's an oncologist and director of the Center for Health Policy and Outcomes at Sloan Kettering in New York.
The only step here is allowing patients to see how outrageously priced some of these drugs are. And some activated patients will then be able to go on the internet and say, gee, this price is three times what it is for the same drug in Germany. Why is that?
Knowledge of a drug's list price doesn't have any magic powers, says John Bigelow at the Coalition for Healthcare Communication, a pharmaceutical industry lobbying group. In fact, he says this information could have dangerous consequences.
If a patient gets the message from a television advertisement that some therapy is going to cost a huge amount of money, it may simply dissuade them from going to their healthcare practitioner and even asking the questions.
The Trump administration believes disclosing list price will stimulate competition, leading to lower prices. Stacey Duzetzina doubts that.
That might put some pressure on prices and price increases, but it really fundamentally doesn't seem like it would matter.
Duzetzina teaches health policy at Vanderbilt. She says ads with list prices won't matter because drug companies have a lot of pricing leverage. Michelle Mello at Stanford Law School says there's another problem with this proposed rule.
Whereas there's not much controversy when a company is required to disclose the amount of the interest rate on your loan or how your attorney fees are going to be calculated, there's a lot of controversy about whether the list price of a drug is meaningful price information or if it actually verges over into the misleading.
If the rule is finalized, there's a good chance Big Pharma will sue to stop it. Or we might just see more drug companies do what Johnson & Johnson did and comply voluntarily, hoping to turn the rule into a selling point. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.